From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Provisions of Clean Missouri were a topic of contention yesterday on the Senate floor. Democrats filibustered a Republican bill for nearly 3 hours. Meg Cunningham has more from the state capitol.
Democrat Scott Sifton of Afton filibustered the bill, which its sponsor says is intended to increase transparency of the state's mapmaker and limit outside influence when it comes to redistricting. In its current state, the bill does not allow the state's demographer to have any outside counsel or consultant when it comes to redistricting measures. Sifton sees that as a problem.
Specifically, there is language in the bill currently that I'm afraid will make it very difficult for the demographer to do their job. Well-intentioned, an effort to try to prevent outside influence, at the end of the day, they got to be able to consult with an attorney. They got to be able to do what they need to do their job right.
The bill's sponsor says Clean Missouri is a new law and he's open to making it work for everyone. Republicans have raised concerns about Clean Missouri, and several other proposed bills would significantly change the redistricting process that voters approved in November. In Jefferson City, I'm Meg Cunningham.
The acting leader of the Missouri State Highway Patrol is about to take over the job permanently. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that Governor Mike Parson announced Tuesday that he was naming Cornell Eric Olson as the patrol's next superintendent, subject to the Missouri Senate's confirmation. He's been acting superintendent since September 1st, when the previous patrol head, Sandra Karsten, was named director of the state's Public Safety Department. Olson grew up in Chillicothe and began serving with the patrol in 1990 after earning his bachelor's degree in psychology from William Jewell College in Liberty. He has served as director of the Division of Drugs and Crime Control and is commander of the Criminal Investigation Bureau at the patrol's general headquarters in Jefferson City. City buses may soon be responsible for transporting high schoolers to and from school, as well as to extracurricular activities. Representative Chuck Basie of Columbia this year introduced the bill for the third time. He says the legislation would be a way for any city that uses mass transit to cut schools' transportation budgets. After evaluating the proposed change, he says Columbia Public Schools is just one district that could see significant savings.
They feel that for every yellow bus they eliminate, they'll be able to save anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000. Money, you know, in schools are very tight. Their feeling is that this will allow them to free up resources for other areas that are much needed.
Basie added that the bill was supported by the Columbia Chamber of Commerce, and a similar amendment was taken up in Kansas City. Opponents to the bill are worried about child safety when riding on public transport. The bill was amended this year to require that a supervisor be present with all students when they are riding on public transportation. The Missouri Senate has approved legislation designed to reduce high-dollar legal awards coming from the St. Louis court system. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Republicans in Missouri have tried for years to change the laws allowing plaintiffs to combine legal cases. The state's current law has been used in St. Louis courts to allow dozens of plaintiffs from within the city and from out of state to file lawsuits together. In February, 22 women were awarded $4.7 billion after claiming Johnson & Johnson baby powder caused their ovarian cancer. Many of the plaintiffs were not from Missouri. Under the proposed change, an incident must have occurred in the same county or the parties in the lawsuit must live in the same county. The bill now goes to the House. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.